I'm Julia Miller. I'm one of the co-artistic directors of Mangle Cinema, and I'm a puppeteer, director, and designer.
My name is Ben Kaufman. I'm one of the co-artistic directors of Mangle Cinema, and I'm one of our composers and sound designers.
And this
is what Chicago sounds like.
Mangle Cinema is a theater company and a design studio based in Chicago, and we started making work in 2010, and we are composed of five artistic directors who work in theater and music.
It's kind of like seeing an animated film, but it's all being created live in front of you. So the shadow puppetry or paper puppetry or, like, you know, any of the like visual elements, they're being put together like you would edit a film, but with the challenge that like it all needs to be created in front of an audience.
Stories are really important to us. We want to tell a story in this unique, special way that maybe you haven't seen before, but we want to tell you a really well-crafted story. And I think that's always really important to us with everything that we make. I got into puppetry actually in Chicago. I hadn't done any puppetry before then. Once I got here, there's a huge puppet community, and I worked with Red Moon Theater and Blair Thomas and just got hooked.
I moved here in 2005 to go to school here.
And then I had met Ben and Kyle in formerly the Archer Ballroom. I'm not sure what it's called now. At like a party through a mutual friend. And so I was looking for music for my puppet show, and they had a band called Oh Ah that had some like ambient vibey jams. So I just messaged them on Facebook and were like, hey, like, cool to meet you. Can I use some of your music in my puppet show? And they're like, yeah, come over to our big house in Uptown where they lived with like five people. We talked about the project and they were like, do you want some like original music for it? Like, we could make some music for the piece. And I said, yes, that would be cool. And then that was sort of the proto Mangle Cinema project. And that's how we all got together.
We also did like a four channel sound design. That was also like an exciting, like new thing that felt like it was specific to this like new kind of group that was forming that became Mangle Cinema.
People just kept asking us to perform it at different events, you know, in the true Chicago style. We were like performing it at lofts and bars. Like, we did the Whistler, we were at Kohl's, you know, just like anywhere we got invited, we'd like show up with the puppets and perform the piece. And then we're like, okay, we should come up with a name. What should we call ourselves? And sort of started to, each project we would make, we like added more projectors or added a live actor in silhouette and sort of built the vocabulary and built the complexity as the stories got more complex too.
Besides just like it being exciting to be a part of, I think I had a sense of like more people need to see this. I think this is really unique. And so like I want as many people to see this and kind of keep doing this and like showing people how cool it is.
We describe it as sort of a live movie where you're in a theater and on stage is a giant projection screen, kind of like the same you like when you go to a movie theater, but it's hanging above the stage. And then below the stage, we are making all of the imagery you're seeing live in real time. We are sound designing everything in real time. The music is live and scored to the piece by musicians on stage. So the effect is there's kind of like all this chaos, and there's like projectors and screens and cameras and different types of puppets all over the place. And the puppeteers are like running back and forth between the projectors and the camera. And then all of that is sort of being funneled to the big screen above where you just see the final image. And for us, that was really exciting because we thought it gave you more agency as an audience member. So it, you know, you can see an effect like, oh, how are they doing that rain up there? And then you can look down and you see a puppeteer like making the rain with some paper and the light. There's a lot of different ways to experience the show. And it can even change depending on like where you are in the theater. And it just seemed like a less passive experience, which was like something that was really exciting to us. The sound design is also immersive. So you're like literally surrounded by the sound. You know, one show, there's a character going up a spiral staircase in a lighthouse, and you actually hear the footsteps like travel around the space.
We don't write shows the way that a play would be written or the way that a film would be written. Our shows don't have dialogue. Like, there's not spoken language, or like most of our shows, sometimes there's text on the screen that might help orient you. But so yeah, we don't write like a script. because the shows don't really rely on dialogue.
All our processes are different because sometimes we're adapting an existing work. Like, we'd made our first show for young audiences that was an adaptation of a novel by Edith Nesbit called The Magic City, and so that had like a narrator because we knew like attention spans would be a little more challenging and like younger audiences needed something to sort of latch on to. But then we also did an adaptation of Frankenstein, and that is adapting the novel but also incorporates Mary Shelley's life.
This is where it all began. The story of Candyman.
Candyman is the one that comes to mind immediately because that was the craziest call we've ever gotten.
The cool thing was that shadow puppetry was written into the script. And I think the story was that the production designer like Googled us or like Googled shadow puppetry Chicago. And like,
guess who came up?
SEO. We're like the first ones that came up. And yeah. And then like we eventually were like on a call with Jordan Peele and Nia DaCosta. And it's just like, whoa. Yeah. This is crazy.
So they shot a lot of that film in Chicago and were like really tapping a lot of local artists, which is very cool that they did that.
If I remember correctly, the Poetry Foundation came to us and wanted to create something for the centennial, I think it was, of Gwendolyn Brooks. Obviously, Gwendolyn Brooks was like a master of words. And so we felt like words, you know, especially up to that point, like not a lot of our shows had words and dialogue. And we felt like, okay, this show like needs to celebrate words. Like we worked with Nate Marshall and Eve Ewing, and they're just like incredible writers and like brought something to that show that we would never have been able to bring. The music and sound side of it was also unique in that the composers of the show were Jamila Woods and Ayanna Woods. We did the sound design, but they really handled all the like music writing. It's very labor intensive, and it's kind of like any art or craft. Like, you kind of just have to do it a lot, and there's like no one way to like go about making this stuff or like learning or getting better. Like, I think each of us, we work together all the time, but we also have like our own, you know, all five of us have our own like creative journeys that kind of like got us to this point.
I feel like this Chicago art environment is like very generous and open, and there's like space for everyone, which I really appreciate. There's also like a Chicago work ethic. And I don't know if that's like winter time makes you have to like, you know, hunker down and do something or what, but I feel like there's also something about Chicago and Chicagoans that are like, let's get it done. Let's finish it.
A little bit more of a blue collar approach to art making. Just the fact that like Chicago was this place that like drew people together who are really important to me. My musical collaborator for like 14 years now or whatever, probably longer even. Just the organic way that like Manual Cinema came together, and it was very like just like mutual friends and people being open, and like maybe that could have happened like somewhere else, but to me that's like what's important about the city. My name is Ben Kaufman. I'm one of the co-artistic directors of Manual Cinema, and I'm one of our composers and sound designers.
I'm Julia Miller. I'm one of the co-artistic directors of Manual Cinema, and I'm a puppeteer, director, and designer. And this
is what Chicago sounds like.